I like hard facts. The harder, the better. I like them even when they go against my desires and preferences. I like them because they are grounded in reality, and that grounding gives me a solid foundation, a bedrock I can build upon. Facing and accepting hard facts may feel uncomfortable at first, but that initial distress is nothing compared to the problems and pain that await those who choose to ignore them. The hard facts we will explore share three dimensions of hardness. 1. They are hard to take. They may be difficult to accept, at least at first. 2. They are based on hard, objective data, not on tenuous hopes, wobbly beliefs, or volatile opinions. 3. They are hard in the sense of being solid, unyielding, and permanent. They are unlikely to change, at least in your lifetime. The last two characteristics of hard facts, objectivity and permanence, make them universal and timeless, so you better get used to them. My goal for the first part of the book is to expose you to key hard facts about failure and success. If I do my job well, and if you keep an open mind and a courageous attitude, you will find yourself not only accepting and respecting hard facts as I do, but also depending on them, valuing them, and seeking them out as I do. A hard fact is good to find. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. I'm sure you've heard that phrase before in action movies, motivational speeches, and desperate staff meetings. It's a great quote. So optimistic, so inspiring, so confident, and yet so wrong. When it comes to bringing new product ideas to market, failure is always an option. In fact, it is by far the most likely outcome anytime anyone tries to do something new or different. This is true in art, in science, in relationships, everywhere. And it's most definitely true in the world of business. Most new businesses fail, and most new products launched by existing businesses fail. Telling yourself that failure is not an option may work if you are a hero in a Hollywood action movie or if you are stuck in a jam with only one way out. But if you are planning to launch a new product into the market to, say, believe or act according to failure is not an option, is to go against reality. Always a bad idea. Those five words may give you an initial boost of confidence or motivation, but that boost will be short-lived and, more often than not, you will be boosted in the wrong direction, straight into the jaws of the beast of failure. I offer you a more realistic formulation. Failure is the most likely outcome. Consider this your first hard fact, and remember that hard facts are your friends, even if they may not appear so at first glance. As you go through this book, you will see why treating failure as the most likely outcome for any new idea is a much more effective way to think, because it aligns with the reality of the market. And that alignment will ultimately and consistently lead you to more successes in the market. This first hard fact about failure is so important and so deserving of respect that I believe it's wise to treat it as a law. The law of market failure. I've already characterized failure as a beast, and I will use the metaphor of the beast of failure throughout the book because, psychologically, that image conjures up the kind of fears and emotions most people feel when faced with failure. We must not ignore those psychological effects because they do impact how we think and act. But I also want to present and deal with failure in a more objective and analytical way. When new products are brought to market, failure is the rule, not the exception. Failure is so consistent, persistent, and ubiquitous that it will serve us well to treat it as a law and give it the respect it deserves. The law of market failure is this. Most new products will fail in the market, even if competently executed. I wrote the law on two lines because it packs a 1-2 punch. Punch 1. Most new products will fail in the market. Ouch. Punch 2. They will fail even if competently executed. Double ouch. I will soon give you hard evidence to back up the hard fact that failure is the most likely outcome for any new product. But before we go there, it's a good idea to clarify what we mean by market failure, and the more elusive, market success.